my uncle. We do secret things.
What do you mean?
Stay away from people in cars or vans.
Hey, kid, let's go to the arcade and play some video games. What do you say?
Ignore him and walk away.
You know, you look like you could use a friend.
Say no to what you think is wrong.
You know, I feel funny about all the sneaking around.
Arnold, it's not sneaking around. We're just simply trying to keep me out of trouble for giving you guys all these little treats after school.
Come on, Arnold. I don't know.
Oh, that's all right, Dudley. That just means that there's more Boston cream pie for you and me.
I'd so love to get beaten up by you and be your toilet.
This guy was talking about how he would get his rocks off by penetrating an infant.
A lot of those kids didn't seem like they were getting enough attention, so I kind of felt sorry for them. And did you ever buy them a meal? I bought pudding.
And I'll be your little honey.
Yeah, baby, I'd be my little honey bear.
And you could do whatever you want. Because I'm so hot.
Look, I was just legally enjoying children at these events.
Mr. Mac touched my penis.
Yeah. Oh! That feels good, doesn't it?
Always. There's always a roll of duct tape someplace in the house.
Everything has to be consensual.
How can a three-year-old be consensual?
As long as the child can verbalize...
Get off your ass!
I gotta admit, I just want to punch you right in the face.
I think I'm gonna buy a lot of candy and a lot of toys. I'm gonna have a party over my house. All the neighborhood kids are invited. No adults allowed.
Hi, you sure a cute kid. You know, I'm a professional photographer. Why don't you come on, hop in the car, I'll take your picture.
I've got a special job for you today. Oh, and steady. That's the way, Jake. Let's take your shirt off. Yeah, we'll get you cleaned up. Go on, take them off. I'll help you clean up.
I'm stroking my right now and looking at your bitch.
I guess that's why I call myself a pedophile, because I want to be around other people's kids.
How big is it? Well, you saw. Go get a can of Coke.
After the cartoon's over, we'll play Neptune, King of the Sea.
How do you play that?
Oh, you know, it takes a lot of water, but bathtub, rub a shower. Oh, it's a great game. You're going to love it.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true, hee-hee.
Oh, my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark said it!
They do.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
What is it?
Everybody, Timothy James Henson back here with you one more time to end the week with the Friday program. Got a great show for you today. A couple of announcements. I got to say happy birthday to my sister. It's her birthday actually today. So happy birthday, Dawn. She's turning 97 or something. I don't know. She's actually coming into town. And I'm going to spend all weekend with her. That's her birthday gift. Me. Except she has to drive 3.5 hours to get it. And I expect her to pay me for meals and alcohol. We also got another birthday in the Distorted View family. CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead, is turning 34. So he's now CJ, the 34-year-old near-dead. Tomorrow is his birthday, and he has a special request. He says, could you play Glass Meat Clocks for me? That'd be really great, my hit song, Glass Meat Clocks. Well, I've got something better for you, CJ. How about a Glass Meat Clocks remix?
Glass meat clocks, keep your time. Glass meat clocks, glass meat clocks. Well, this brings me, after every speech. Glass meat clocks, I've stopped the dirty world. Glass meat clocks.
retard. All right, all right. Song was written by a retard. That song was written by a retard. Retard by a retard. Retard by a retard by a retard by a retard by a retard retard retard. All right, all right. By a retard 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 by a retard.
Okay, enough. You get the idea. Well, happy birthday, CJ. Don't forget, Tim Henson's birthday is coming up in less than a month, August 1st. Why else do you think I have a post office box address so you can send me gifts? Or money through PayPal, whatever. Look, I know I'm shameless, but it's how I get shit done. I've got some great audio to share with you. You all remember the Fat Man, right? Hey, folks, Fat Man here. He has retired and come out of retirement about 50 times now. Currently, he's retired. But some people on YouTube have compiled some great moments in Fat Man history. A lot of these videos I've never seen before. Because what the Fat Man will do is he'll post something on YouTube, and then, you know, when he comes to his senses, or the sugar high dies down, he'll then pull the videos from YouTube. These people have managed to capture him, though. Now, I don't know, for a while I guess he was dealing with alcoholism, and by dealing with, I mean he was trying to become an alcoholic. He wanted to acquire the disease. Here he is talking about that.
They think this alcoholism thing's a joke, but Fabian keeps it real. Mm-hmm. And I'm fucking dead serious about trying to become a fucking alcoholic. I mean, I actually wanted the fucking pathological disease alcoholism. I actually wanted to be a real genuine alcoholic. I'm fucking dead serious. I wanted to be so addicted I could not stop thinking about alcohol. This is not a joke, folks. This is not just for fun. I want to be an alcoholic.
Why?
So just let you know, I actually want to get the pathological disease of alcoholism, so I can't stop. This is not a joke, folks.
He's laughing, though.
Because I remember in therapy, they say that no one ever tries to be an alcoholic. But I have goals, and I'm going to be an alcoholic, because... it's probably the only thing I can ever succeed at, because I'm a fucking failure, right, folks? This time I'm not giving up. I'm going to be a goddamn good alcoholic, folks.
By the way, eventually he did give up on the dream of alcoholism. One more thing he fucking failed at. All right, let's see what else Fat Man has to say here.
I actually like beer, folks. I don't know why Dan Jensen told me not to drink it.
Fuck Dan Jensen!
He must be retired or something.
He's eating food, drinking beer... Yeah, for you new listeners of the show who might not know who the Fat Man is, just search for Fat Man on YouTube. He's this guy who, he's ginormous. He really is big floppy tits, always, you know, prancing around without a shirt on. And what he would try to do is eat as much food as possible for our enjoyment. And he would pick one type of food. So one day it was potato chips. He would, you know, eat 7 bags of potato chips in 5 minutes. Or pizza rolls or something. And then he started to get more creative, showing us his shit-stained underwear because his ass would continually push out shit. He couldn't control it. He puked and vomited all over in his hot tub and shit like that.
Coming up hot and getting fatter too. Ossie, ossie.
That's his catchphrase, Ossie, ossie.
And, I'm not paying my credit for my computer and Xbox and shit.
What?
And when the credit card company calls, I'm going to tell them that I'm mental health. And I'm going to send the questions because there's a fat chance we'll ever see anything. Right now, I'm working on my alcoholism. Yeah, I'm working on my alcoholism.
Such a complete moron.
Cheers, folks. Cheers to no more hope in my life and self-destructing and giving up. Cheers, folks. Hey, you want to see a fat shake up for alcoholism, folks?
Yes.
Woo!
Shaking his titties.
Fat shake up for alcoholism! You know my video, Dad, but you're gonna be on here now, so shut up. Ah, yeah.
His father.
You're smarter than that.
People can hear you now.
Let them hear it. They know what I feel about your
doing. Alright, I'm warning you.
They know what I feel about what you're doing. I want them to know it.
Ah, yeah.
This is not a good situation.
brother's getting involved.
You want to hang yourself, Chris? You're doing a good job right now.
That's all in with folks.
I think he's starting to dry heave. Doesn't sound good at all. Okay. I think he's like starting to dry heave. The rest of the video is great because it's really just him fighting with his father. I think I've played this clip before.
Big tits, folks.
Even more, Chris. That ain't good.
Look at the size of my tits.
You're gaining too much weight, Chris. You're a dog.
Oh, yeah, folks.
Chris is trying to open a wine bottle with a butter knife.
Oh, shit. It's spraying out. What? Now the cork's inside the drink.
I told you that was going to happen. You'll never get it out of there.
Shit. I was pushing
Did you push that down in there?
Yeah, I was pushing it and drink it the way it is.
Did you push that down in there?
There you go. Now it's open.
You son of a bitch. You stupid son of a bitch.
Now I get
the, everybody heard that.
Now I get the drink out.
His dad sounds just like him.
Bah.
Stupid son of a bitch.
All the way in so I get the drink out. He's got to figure out the pieces.
You will never learn. I told you not to do that. You went right against what I told you.
Yeah, I told you not to do that. You went against what I was saying. You did exactly what I was told you not to do. Kind of sounds like an anime character. All right, so there you go. A little bit from the Fat Man. I've got some new Beaksamuda audio if you want to hear it. Yes, Beaksamuda is back. Bang, 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 bang. She sounds like the Swedish chef from the Muppets. Here she is on another television show. I don't know what she's saying.
I'll intend it by.
I bring you in
This time she's got a little reverb on her.
Manda de novo, fala esse povo entende. Vai, fala. Fala, bicho.
Everyone loves Beaksamuda. They're laughing at her. Are they laughing with her or at her is the question. I don't know. Here are some Beaksamuda medleys that have been pouring in.
He wore black and I wore
Nancy
white.
Nancy Sinatra.
He would always win the fight.
Bang, bang.
He shot me down.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
That awful sound.
Bang, bang.
My baby shot me down.
There you go. Maybe Nancy Sinatra isn't your cup of tea. Maybe you're more of the classic gamer type. Here's Beaksamuda doing Tetris.
Bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang,
bang,
bang,
bang,
bang,
bang, bang, bang.
I want this as a ringtone.
Bang, bang,
bang, bang,
bang, bang,
bang,
bang,
bang,
bang,
bang,
bang,
bang,
bang, bang,
bang,
bang,
bang, bang,
bang,
bang,
bang,
bang, bang,
bang,
bang,
bang,
bang,
bang,
bang,
bang.
And finally, Beaksamuda does Ricky Martin.
Hey, bang! Hey, bang! Hey, bang! Hey, bang! Hey, bang! Hey, bang!
Good to see Beaksamuda is making her mark on YouTube. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got one more Rakoculus clip for you. Here are a bunch of posts from a My Little Pony fan message board, as read by a computer.
Time for ponies.
I would love to hug and cuddle one of these ponies in a non-sexual way.
Which pony would you ride around Ponyville, Cole? I would ride Rarity because I'm sure she wouldn't mind if I made her hurt a little with the riding crop.
Yeah, Rarity is kind of a pain slut.
Do ponies have foreplay? I'm afraid I'm not very experienced at pony sex. Maybe you should switch it around by having Pinky raped by the guard.
What?
Dash can shit in my face anytime.
Dash can shit in my face anytime.
Nobody chose to fuck her with your stallion cock, and the evidence is pretty much poking her in.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Fat pony is best pony.
Fat pony, you say?
Whack your frosting-filled pony rod into my party button.
Flesh volcano, you are that Fluttershy real doll yet?
There you go. I need to find that fucking message board. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now.
Hey,
yes, if you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs, shit like that. Occasionally, I'll do video casts as well. You can pick up yesterday's Sideshow exclusive podcast if you sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. And don't forget, not next week, but the following week after that, it's going to be a Sideshow exclusive week. So if you want to hear new programs then, you've got to sign up. Do it right now, Super Freak Sideshow. And Dead Kim, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Flint Township, Michigan. The two-year-old baby girl who died Sunday, this story has promise, at a home in Donald Drive, had five human bite marks in a lacerated liver. Police say two-year-old Tierra Woodward was found not breathing in her home at around 9 a.m. Sunday. She was taken to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Flint Township Police Chief George Sippert said the incident has not been ruled a homicide. What? The baby had bite marks. Someone took chunks of her in their teeth. They chewed her up, basically. And they weren't satisfied with just flesh. They wanted to eat her liver, too! All right, but it might not be a homicide. Could have been a, you know, playground accident. Police are investigating it as such, though. Sippert said the cause of death appears to be blunt force trauma to the abdomen. Some of the bite marks were fresh, while others appeared to be a few days old. Ooh, why would you eat a dead person? I can understand if you wanted to eat the person, obviously you have to kill them. But you eat you eat what you want right there. You can't just let it set out for days on end. Humans go bad very quickly. And they didn't refrigerate her or anything. I'm sorry, my allergies are acting up. Yeah, that was a sneeze. That's how I sneeze. I cannot be quiet doing anything. All right, where are we at here? You're like, look, if you're a cannibal, I think it's important that you find other local cannibals so you can go in on the meal. You know what I'm saying? Humans have a lot of meat on them, and one person, you know, can't eat all of it. It's more of a family portion type meal, I guess. I don't know. Some of the bite marks were fresh, while others appeared to be a few days old. They were all over the body, including the torso and the legs, and appeared to be adult bite marks. Sippert said it's unclear how the blunt force trauma was caused. Tierra's father, a 20-year-old man, is in custody pending charges. I mean, can police test the dude's, you know, feces to see if there are any human bits in there or something? Or maybe scrape his teeth, see if there was like a fingernail or something stuck in his tooth? I don't know. Tierra's father, yes, is in custody pending charges. A man who answered the front door at the home had no comment. Of course, why would you want to talk about that? Neighbor said the family was living in the home for about a year. I came home from church and I saw the police, said neighbor Calvin Randolph. I've seen her out playing. It's very sad. Sippert said this is the youngest homicide victim he can remember in his 25 years with the department. It's extremely tragic, and I know it affects a lot of members of the police department that are investigating this case. So there you go. That's what's happening in Michigan today. Moving on. Well, I have a question. Why are there so many stories in the news about bull semen? People are drinking bull semen, stealing it, hoarding it. It's too much. Enough with the bull semen. An Ohio woman stole a valuable container. Valuable, I guess, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. An Ohio woman stole a valuable container of frozen bull semen from her former employer and planned to use the pilfered seed to extort her bosses. Fuck my raw paws hole with it. But suspect Karen Somm pleaded not guilty in a Springfield court on Tuesday to stealing a tank containing $110,000 of cattle sperm from Genetic Connections, which kind of sounds like a dating service, doesn't it? Very weird clinical dating service. Genetic Connections specializes in veterinary artificial insemination. Hot. Authorities allege that Somm, 45, was going to ransom the frozen semen in exchange for help starting a business. An investigation launched by cops after the reported theft on June 24th led them to Somm's home, where they allegedly found the nitrogen tank in her garage on July 1st. Yeah, it's kind of hard to hide a nitrogen tank full of bull semen. Police said that Somm used her knowledge of Genetic Connections' layout to steal some of the most valuable bodily fluids on the premises. She knew where the semen would have been located, said Detective James Hallpeter. It was actually locked in an interior closet because it was more valuable than some of the others they had out. Bull semen is very sought after. It's got a more refined taste and texture to it. nom, 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 right? Am I right? Finally today, freaks, we got a story from Texas. The woman who twisted off her daughter-in-law's nipple in a drunken brawl has pleaded guilty to the crime just days before she was set to go on trial. Amelia Love Ovide, or something, 46, entered the last-minute guilty plea to aggravated battery against a household member with great bodily harm. Yeah! Ripping off a fucking nipple? I didn't even know those things came off! On Friday afternoon, Deputy District Attorney Michael Height said. A one-day trial had been scheduled for Thursday. Really, the trial would have lasted an hour at most. Ma'am, what do you have in your hand here? Exhibit A, my fucking nipple. It's got this broad's fingerprint all over it. Nipples aren't like soda bottles. They don't twist off. Although the attack left Ovide's daughter-in-law unable to breastfeed on one side, the victim supported Ovide's receiving a sentence of supervised probation. Ovide grabbed the 30-year-old victim's breast. My breast, you wanna fuck me? You wanna stick your dick in between my breast and titty fuck me? Yeah, give it to me. Fucking women. Ovide grabbed the 30-year-old victim's breast when the younger woman tried to intervene in a drunken argument between Ovide and her 27-year-old son early the morning of December 12, 2010, according to a police report. Ovide could be stopped only when the younger woman allegedly started punching her in the face. After Ovide was removed from the apartment, the victim realized the struggle had left her bleeding from the breast. When she untucked her tank top, her nipple fell on the floor. Actually, I've heard that it's kind of a common occurrence, believe it or not, because, a lot of skateboarders who fall down on the concrete or the road or whatever scrape their chest, and a lot of times their nipple will kind of get, like, sanded off from the road. I don't think those things grow back, either. It's not like normal skin. One of my friend's husband actually has an inverted nipple. I think a skateboarding accident had something to do with that, too. I don't know. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. This is the part of the show where you guys can talk to me.
Hey, Tim.
Treat.
It's your Florida Jew here, and I just got one thing to tell you. You're not going to get me, Tim Henson. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, you dirty white man. You. You're not going to get me. I'm going to get you.
I'm going to get you,
you
dirty Jew.
You're not going to get me.
I'll get you, Jews. I'll get you.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Sideshow Freak Topher from Kentucky. I was listening to Sextastic Tuesday when your language skills completely evaporated and left you. Somebody has probably already beat me to this, but I figured out exactly what was going on immediately. It was Heavy Birtation Tuesday.
Very well could have been a Heavy Birtation. Sometimes I get so flabbergasted or flustered, I can't form words.
Hi,
I'm like stroking out.
Hi, this is Brandy. I've been listening to your show for a while now. It's usually when my husband turns it on in the car because he says I have to listen to like a certain point in the show.
You're not listening based on your own free will. This is someone's forcing you to listen to my program. Why are you calling in?
I recently got sick, which you can probably tell right now, and
stuffy.
I went on my iPad and I just loaded all the DV dailies that I could possibly get.
I think we have a new freak on our hands and a new member of Tim Henson's Pussy Posse.
I'm a freeloader right now, but me and my husband have been severely, we have seriously been talking about becoming lifetime members because it's just my husband really
has too much entertainment. It's blowing your mind. I know.
I really love it, and I'm like almost to the end of all my freeloading videos now, so I'm desperate for more to hear.
Yes.
Just want to say I love your show.
Tons of exclusive content, bonus shows. Every fucking Thursday I do a Sideshow exclusive program, extended shows, over 100 videos! Sign up right now!
Me and my husband both love your show, and just thanks so much. Keep it up.
Thank you very much for that delicious dick sucking.
Well, hey, Claire.
Hi.
Jiku Tim, I don't call in very often, but I just wanted to say that the mommy fetish line that you called into was one of the creepiest things I have ever heard in my entire life.
You are welcome.
Literally, like, 15 seconds into it, like, I felt shudders down my spine. And
that's called douche chills, my friend. Yeah, if you don't know what he's talking about, back, I think in June, I played it. Listen to some of the past episodes of the show. Very top of the program is the intro. I called a sex line that caters to adult babies. And the woman on the end would pretend to be the mommy, and I was the baby.
I can handle a lot of what you play on your show. I made it through all the tests of patients. I even made it through the bunny crush, but this, actually, I don't know why. It just really got to me. That's I don't know. It was pretty crazy. So thanks
to push that fucking dirty diaper in her face, but she wouldn't.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Rinny, longtime lady freak. I think I've called in a couple times before, but not too many to be irritating. I wanted to call in and let you know that, or at least add addition to your fecal vomiting topic of interest, I actually have irritable bowel syndrome, which can pretty much range from diarrhea to constipation whenever you get anxious. So whenever I am stressed out, I get extremely constipated, and when I was actually handing out awards at an awards ceremony at high school, I had to walk out in the middle of giving awards to dry heave as shit actually began to make its way back up. And it'd been like 2 or 3 weeks since I'd actually had a good bowel movement.
Oh my God.
So instead of going
to the doctor,
emergency
room, 2 or 3 weeks without a bowel movement,
because I realized that I was going to be vomiting up shit if I didn't do something, I went to Walgreens, got 2 bottles of magnesium citrate, and proceeded to have the most explosive diarrhea I had ever experienced. It was pretty much nonstop over the course of 2 or 3 days as my intestines emptied themselves
real
out.
Real bowl fillers there.
I lost quite a bit of weight that was just entirely shit, that I was not aware was entirely shit. And had I not been so painfully and violently ill, I would have definitely called in and left you a voicemail of that terrible, terrible experience. Anyway, I love your show, Tim, and keep up the amazing work.
Thank you.
I ordered a shirt from you sometime before Christmas.
You did not.
I'm wondering if I'll ever get it, but you know
what? Order a shirt. I didn't have the shirts available before Christmas. Listen to you people lying.
Hey, Tim, it's Jason from Texas. Hey, this isn't show related or anything like that. I left you a message in your Facebook message thing, and I left you a message in your YouTube.
They're
both the same message. I don't know which one you checked the most, so I just went ahead and sent them to both of them. Wanted to see if you could try to help me get 1,000 YouTube subscribers.
I don't even think I have 1,000 YouTube subscribers at this point.
I know you have a really big following. I know you have a lot of listeners and a lot of fans, and I was wanting to see if there's any way you can try to persuade them to subscribe to the Jason Show YouTube. It's youtube.com/ The Jason Show Nation. That's THEJASONSHOWNATION.
We all know how to spell those very simple words. Yeah, so everyone go there if you want to check out his stuff. He posts stuff all the time on my Facebook wall, so if you're not... Oh, you know, I forgot to mention, I am now a member of Google Plus, as the Asians would say. So find me on there. My name is Tim Henson. Duh. But yeah, I'm looking for new friends to add to my circles and shit. I you know, I'm just learning how to use it. It's, you know, not fucking rocket science, but, you know, I'd like more friends.
Jagoo, Timmy.
Get like 20.
First time caller, Super Cosby. Just wanted to let you know, it's June 28th. The new Tosh.0 just aired, and they played 2 of your featured items. The kid that says, don't you ever want him to do so bad you could do anything?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then, not 5 minutes later, he plays the My Pussy Ain't Broke girl in the wheelchair.
Yes.
Just like to let you know your items are now being featured on nationally broadcast television.
Well, you heard it here first, my friends.
This just in, the Puerto Rican fat man, neither fat or Puerto Rican, details at 11. Jagoo, jagoo, jagoo!
Jagoo, jagoo, jagoo!
Da, 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 da.
I thought that was a midget, the Metallica song, but it's really a woman.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Rivers calling in. I was up to like 2:30 in the morning with Queer Prostitute.
he got a spider bite on his arm and started traveling. But anyway, the cure for that apparently is the same cure for gonorrhea, which is fantastic, and I can stop listening to him bitch about that for the last week. Anyway, I noticed that his emergency room bed model was the Stryker Big Wheel. Anyway, chicka.
Weird name for hospital bed.
Jago, 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 Jerwali ma.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Hey, Tim, it's Jesse. I'm just calling to let you know that I, as well, am a band geek. I am not close because I'm an awful underage listener and I'm going to burn out. Anyways, band geek. So, I play the accordion. What? Yes, I play the accordion, but I read flute music, so I'm pretty much a faggot. Just wanted to call and let you know that. Probably 5 years out from the original voicemail.
No, I'm pretty sure when the person called into the voicemail line saying, hey, I'm a fucking band geek, and band geeks are weird people that do weird things, he wanted you to share your weird experiences in band. Not just call in and say, hey, I'm a band geek, I play the accordion, trombone, or whatever.
Check out Tim, Fudge Show Freak, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance pediatric gynecologist. I'm just calling because, 2 weeks from now, but by the time you play this, it'll either be that time or very soon, I am going to be in our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida.
Yes, I am going to Florida to attend a 2-day concert event called Nerdapalooza. It is the premier nerdcore music festival. Anyways,
like an
just calling
time.
In to say that I am not looking forward to going to the state, but I am looking forward to the festival. Yeah. Chugoo!
Let me know how that goes for you. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
I'm afraid I'm not there yet. Experience that from D6.
For Red the Distortion, STD, baby, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe via iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Yeah. Good boy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's those lips coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking work that pig hole.